Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 27, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the people's? It's talking about the high priest, since Aaron in the Levitical order, before they could offer sacrifices for the people, they had to offer sacrifice for themselves because they were sinners. And then he said, for this he did once, the sacrifice, when he offered up himself. Jesus Christ made that sacrifice for our sins, not for his sin. Why? Because he was holy. He was harmless. He was undefiled. He was unstained. But he made that sacrifice for us on the cross of Calvary. And that's what this is saying. And by the way, he did it once. That's a key word. Those priests had to keep going daily. By every day, they had to make sacrifices for themselves. Jesus only had to do it. Why? Because it was sufficient. And there won't be, and he won't never have to do it again. Once and for all, we'll find out later in book Hebrews that term, once for all. But anyway, he did this once when he offered up himself. A big important word, because y'all are Bible students, y'all are Bible scholars. It's the word propitiation. We find it in the book of 1 John, okay? The word propitiation has a dual meaning. It means that he not only was the offering, he was the offerer. Did you catch that? He was the offerer and he was the offering. Only Jesus could do that. He became the propitiation for our sins. He was the offering, his shed blood on Calvary. And we're going to find out in a minute, okay, we're getting Hebrews chapter number 8, that Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary. And I believe he took it to heaven and put it on the altar in heaven, the Holy of Holies. And we'll look at that in just a minute. But he did. He became the offering and the offerer. He became the sacrifice. And this ain't good English, but the sacrificer. Sacrificer. Is that even a word? It is now. Sacrificer. Sacrificer. That's a pretty good word. But you get the point. Okay? Once and for all. In verse number 28, for the law maketh men high priests which have infirmities. The law. The law. This is a key, and I got to move on. But the law maketh men high priests which have infirmities. They were sinners, but yet they were priests. But the word of oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. The word consecrated means perfected. And I love that word, forevermore. So again, I put all that to say in verse number 1 of chapter number 8. Now this is the sum. How Jesus is so much better than anything else that you could ever imagine. He's perfect, holy, harmless, undefiled. Now verse number 1. Now these are the things which we have spoken. This is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. I'll underline that phrase again. This is the sum. And then you ought to see my Bible. You couldn't read it if you saw it. It's marked up and lines everywhere. But where it says we have such a high priest, literally means one who identifies with us. One who is touched by our infirmities. I got passages here, but time won't allow it. Hebrews 4:14, he identified with us. He's touched by our infirmities. Hebrews 4:15. We have such a high priest, for we have not a high priest, so it cannot be touched with feeling our infirmities, but in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. That's our high priest. We have such a high priest who's touched by our infirmities. We have such a high priest who is holy, harmless, undefiled. We have such a high priest who made the sacrifice once for all. There is no one like him. That's why that phrase, we have such a high priest. There's nobody like Jesus. Don't miss it. And then it says, who is set on the right hand. Today our Lord is seated at the right hand of the majesty of God, because his work on earth is complete. When he said it is finished on the cross of Calvary, and he bowed his head and he died, his work on earth was finished on the cross of Calvary. Let's go a little farther. When it says he sat down, that's interesting. I have a note here. He is set on the right hand. Do you know that in the Old Testament, there were no chairs in the tabernacle or in the temple? There was no place for a priest to sit. Why? Because they were always busy doing something. They had the tabernacle and the temple had beautiful furnishings, but nowhere to sit. They had the laver, the washing. They had the table of showbread. They had the candlesticks, the altar, the sacrifices. They were like a frog in a freeway. They were always doing something. The sacrifices, the blood, the washings, they had no place to sit. But Jesus, he has a place to sit. Why? Because what he did was once for all. He don't have to continue making those sacrifices. The work of Jesus is finished. Now he's seated at and on the right-hand throne of majesty, which, by the way, is the place of authority, the right hand. Place of authority. This great truth was introduced earlier in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Let me read this. Who, speaking of Jesus, being the brightness of his glory and the expressed image of his person, speaking of Jesus Christ, is God, very God. He's the pushed out image of God the Father. I've said this time and time and time again. The Bible makes it very clear. Jesus Christ is the only Godhead that we will ever see. When we go to heaven, we're not going to see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost, by the way, the Holy Ghost is his name, and that you all have learned that idea. Okay, you won't see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The only God we will ever see is Jesus Christ, and that's enough for me. Remember when he looked at Philip? Philip said, show us the Father, it suffices us. Remember what Jesus told Philip? Wasn't that Philip? You Bible scholars, you say, don't you know? Yeah, haven't I been with you long enough, Philip, that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father? That's what Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 is talking about. He's that expressed image of his person of God, upholding all things by the word of his power. Again, speaking of Jesus Christ, he not only is the creator of all things, he holds it all together. Jesus Christ holds it all together. By the word, that spoken word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, and by the way, I have that circled in my Bible, by himself. Nobody else could do it. Only Jesus Christ could do what he did on the cross of Calvary. By himself, he purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Back to Hebrews chapter number 8. I had some other verses, but time won't allow me. Verse number 2. A minister of the sanctuary, of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Now, here's where we get some interesting word pictures, okay? He was a minister of the sanctuary, the true tabernacle. Jesus did not serve as a priest in the earthly tabernacle or the temple. He didn't serve as priest here. He serves in the true tabernacle. The word true means real and genuine. Is it genuine or genuine? Depending on where you're from. You know, tomato, tomato. You know, what a genuine, whatever the word, how you pronounce it. It's not a copy. The point here, we read the rest next to these verses. There is literally, I believe, in heaven today, a tabernacle, a temple, if you will. And inside that temple, the tabernacle, that's a whole nother lesson to look at. But I believe you have the altar, the Holy of Holies, you have that laver, the candlestick, you have the table of showbread. All these things that was on earth, they're in heaven today.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.